thinking about different avodas when it came to Tisha B'Av. Spoke about last year, the avoda Rabbi Avram the Malach. Each tzaddik had his own way. Has his own way. The Birifal from Barshid was the Talmud Muvak of Pinchas Karzer. He was a big Ayiv Shalom for Ayiv Shalom. Ad Kedei Kach, that on Tisha B'Av, he made it his business, went out of his way to go into a Jewish home, which he knew that there was machlekes in the house. And he spent much time on a day like this, like Tisha B'Av, where every hour counts. People are saying kinois and crying to make shalom being ish the ish day. Afterwards, one of the Talmidim approached him. He said, Rebbe, is this a time for this? Could you not have picked a better day in the year? It's been Isaac and an Indian of Shalom Bayis. So he said, Be'emes, there's no better day in the Jewish calendar than today. Because you know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And what better way to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, Sheis Galel, that Giloy of Malaychal Ares Kevaydai, and being Isaac in Inyanim of Shalom Bayis. Because we know that the whole relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael is one of such. And Ben Ish to Ishtai, a marriage which has gone sour. Ha'isa Ka'almana. Chazal say, like an Almana. But not Mamash an Almana. The Shalom Bayis will be restored. And that Bayis is the base of Mikdash. This is a mayin of what it means, Yichud Kutchabruchu Shchinte, in times of Mashiach, that special relationship between Ish v'Ishtai, that Shchina b'neim. One of the halachas of Tisha B'Av is that we don't greet each other. We don't say Shalom Aleichem. And for friendly people, and for those who are Mekayim, that which Chazal say, Havi Makdim B'Shalom L'Chaladam, Afi L'Goy B'Shuk, like a B'Yoychanan. It's an uncomfortable feeling to walk into a room. It creates a lot of discomfort. It seems almost not Derech Eretz Dik. But then again, who says Tisha B'Av has to be comfortable? And of course, the idea of not saying Shalom has to do with the fact that it represents the Shvira, the breaking in Shalom, the breaking of that Shalom Bayis, that Ahavas Chinam, which we should have. But on a deeper level, you could say it different. That the whole nature of a tzara, of a catastrophe, of a communal catastrophe, is supposed to bring people together. Then when things are going good, each person is to his own and can enjoy his good fortune. When everything starts to crumble and the foundation is gone, and all that is left is just a ring of people The nature is to become close, to be mechazik, to be me'achid ze b'zeh. Really, this was the mistake of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. That the time from Pesach to Shavuot, as we know, is a zman of din. And because it's a zman of din, of what's called Meichin Dekatnus, that it's not a zman of godless, where a person is soaring, it's the opposite. That it's a day of counting one by one, slowly but surely. The Kabbalim say that all the great gifts, and all the madrigas and revelations which took place on the night of Leil Seder, they fly away. And this is the path of the Meichin Dekatnus of Yemei HaSfira. And the very nature of days like that is supposed to bring Klai Yisrael together. But rather than coming together, Talmidei of Rabbi Akiva, they separated from each other. When the Avoida of a Znan, the Beis HaMikdash, which is called the Das of Klai Yisrael, when it goes away, and we're left without that great Das of what the Beis HaMikdash is, and all is left is Yidden. The Maila, the Yisron Or Min HaChoshech, which comes out of Churban Beis HaMikdash, as the Klai Yisrael comes closer together. It should be, and halavai it is, that although we may not be accustomed to walking down the streets in Gullus and Kew Garden Hills, wherever we may be, and we see a yid who we kind of know, we kind of don't know, we look the other way, usually it's because of a lack of self-esteem. The person really remember me? Does he not remember me? Probably doesn't. Who am I? But then if you found yourself somewhere way out there, if you were in Syracuse, New York, and you saw that yid, you'd be so happy to see him. You'd probably go over to him and say, "Hey, so nice to see you." Because when you're living together, and you see each other, or you could see each other all the time, then there's no chiddush. But all of a sudden, when you're in a place where there's no yidin, and you see another yid, oh, it feels really good to see a yid like that. Somebody who you know. And even if you don't know that yid, you're going to feel really excited that you see a yid like that. All of a sudden, you become great friends. When you see each other at the koisa, we didn't expect to see such a person. What are you doing here? And then as soon as you come back home to your community, see each other on the streets, maybe a nod. But it's not really the time spent. It's not that every time I see somebody I have to have an exchange. But just a shalom, a nod, a smile. The Golus is supposed to bring us to a place where we feel that when we have nothing left, there's no Torah, there's no Nevuah, there's no Ruach HaKodesh, we don't have the fingers to count what we're lacking. That there's Yidden left. The Achdus we have, and we have it stronger because we have nothing else. And if that's true about the whole year, that in the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash, the fact that we find ourselves in Golus is meant to appreciate each other. And to feel warm in the heart to see another Yid. Not chas v'shalom to get used to living in the Jewish community as if this is normal. This is still Golus, and this land doesn't belong to us. And we're still living amongst the Goyim. And a Yid is mechazik another Yid. If it wouldn't be yidden in these communities, there would be no yeshivas, there'd be no shuls, there'd be no main street. Every Jew is here and plays a role in building a Yiddish community in Galus. But that's really more of an avodah shebelev. We'll leave it to the tzaddik and like a refer to go to people's homes to make shalom ben ish l'ishtei. But it begins on an individual level in the heart, and then it becomes a communal project. To awaken that feeling of course, how good it is to be a Yid, but how nice it is to see another Yid. A real minyan, of which Chazal speak about, which brings the Hashras HaShechina, is a place not just that 10 Yidin come together and they daven. It's that they come together and they feel like they're one with each other. This is a place which the Shechina becomes excited about. I want to be a part of such a chever like this. Like the Mefarshim explained, that when Hashem sees the Yidin come together, Ani Hashem, I also want to be part of such a chever. Ani Hashem is an avodah hamosir lelev. When you smile at another Yid, it should be a genuine smile. And if that's true about Golus the whole year round, because we're still in Golus. And this is the Ta'eles, this is the order which we get from a Golus like this. How beautiful it is to see, you can come to a shul, you can have Sfaradim here, and you can have Ashkenazim, and Chassidim, and Teimanim, all different types of cultures blending together. This is Ashreichim Yisrael, Mika'amcha Yisrael. They have tribes in Iran that they're killing each other because they have small nafkaminas. You can take all different types and colors and shades and minhagim of Yidden and put them in a room together, and this is a minyan. This is where the Shekhinah wants to be. And it's doubly so on Tisha B'Av. The day where we become one with that Golas, that we're margish that Golas. We become closer with each other. So for in a pianistic way, the not saying the Shalom Aleichem on Tisha B'Av doesn't have to be awkward. Because you could be so close to somebody that it doesn't even warrant the Shalom Aleichem. That when the tzara you come together and you're so happy to see Yidin, you're so happy you can come together to be with other Yidin in the Shas Tzara. You don't come into the Shas Tzara if there's bombs Chalila going on and you go into a bomb shelter. You don't come in like Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. You just come in and you feel the need to embrace another Yid. So good to see another Yid here. We're in this together. And that gives us our strength. That's the feeling of a Tisha B'Av. Doesn't have to be awkward because you can't say Shalom Aleichem. It's an avodah which is cool and must believe at this point. There's a heightened state of a feeling of that avas chaverim. To be able to go into a miklat and to be able to find another Jew. When you know that the enemies are storming the Beis HaMikdash now. And you find a place to hide. And to cry out to Hashem Yisbarach together. How good it is to do this with other Yidden. That in itself is the binyan Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim is the ir shechubra layachtav. It's the city where Yidden come together. That it wasn't a schalik l'shvatim. You don't say that this shevet lives in Yerushalayim, this one doesn't. Das is Yerushalayim v'vinyana. That's certainly an avoda of Tisha B'Av. If the Jew walks in into Tisha B'Av with feelings of sinas chinam, and chinam just means not liking Jews because you may be jealous of them, you feel like this person's taking away my parnasa, this person gets more covered than me, silliness. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And we all compliment each other, we're mechazik each other. But if a Jew walks in with feelings like that, by the time he leaves Tisha B'Av, he should feel a closeness to another Yid. To all Yidin, not just Yidin in the community, but Yidin b'chol tfutzos ha'aretz. It's like a car wash. It comes in dirty, but when it comes out, it's much cleaner. The heart is cleaner, the heart is softer. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael. This is one big hachana for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Sukkos. Zman Simchaseinu. Shalosh Regalim. Chazal say, all of Klai Yisrael is roi to sit b'sukkah achas. Chag Ha'asif. That these feelings of Chag Ha'asif are really rooted in this time of year. This is where the avodah begins. In the bottom of the pit, the lowest places. But to see another Yid there is Mamash Achiyas, Tzachayim. For all this, we need tremendous Yad HaDeshmai. Hashem Baruch Hu should awaken our hearts to Achdus Abizeh, to Avos Yisrael, to Achdus B'Yisrael. She's able to learn the Toelis of what it means, Galus. To be Megala, that Achdus, that Avas Chinam. To be Zechat to transform this day into one not of Sinas Chinam. But the Ava, the Simcha, the Moed, and the Chag. Shukarach for everybody for coming. We mechazak each other. To continue to have that Tziyat Neshmat, to mechazak each other. For that one of us at the Gans Klai Yisrael, to be Zerecha, to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and be a square old tzedek, mirav aminu, amen. Amen.